Have you ever watched someone try to lowball you on an airplane you just spent 2 years restoring? You know the type. They show up, kick the tires, and offer you half what it's worth because they figure you might be desperate. I'm Tower, and this is ATIs on Radio Hangar. That's more or less what's playing out right now in the airline boardroom world. Except the airplane in question is EasyJet, and the buyer kicking the tires is a US private equity firm called Castlelake. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what you need to know. Castlelake, a Minneapolis-based private equity and credit investment firm, has made what appears to be a preliminary approach to acquire EasyJet, one of Europe's largest low-cost carriers. And EasyJet's board is not having it. They've come out publicly and described the approach as, quote, highly opportunistic. Now, why should you care about a budget airline across the Atlantic? A few reasons. First, EasyJet is not a small operation. They fly more than 100 million passengers a year across Europe and North Africa. They operate a fleet of over 300 Airbus narrowbodies, mostly A320 family aircraft, with a significant order book for new A320neos. When a carrier this size is in play, it sends ripples through the entire commercial aviation supply chain. Airbus watches, lessors watch, engine manufacturers watch. Second, the word opportunistic is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that statement from EasyJet's board. What they're really saying is that Castlelake is trying to pick them up on the cheap, and there's some context that supports that read. European airline stocks have been under pressure. Rising costs, labor disputes, environmental regulations, and overcapacity on some routes have weighed on valuations across the sector. So from Castlelake's perspective, this might look like a buying opportunity. From EasyJet's perspective, it looks like someone trying to exploit a temporary dip. Third, and this is the part that connects to the bigger picture, private equity has been circling commercial aviation more aggressively in recent years. We've seen it in the leasing space, we've seen it in maintenance, repair, and overhaul, we've seen it in airport services. Now we're seeing direct approaches to major carriers. The question is whether private equity ownership changes how an airline operates, how it invests in its fleet, and how it treats safety and training budgets when the pressure is on to generate returns for investors. Now I want to be clear. There's nothing inherently wrong with private equity involvement in aviation. Castlelake actually has significant experience in the space. They're one of the larger players in aircraft leasing and financing globally. They understand the asset class. But there's a difference between financing aircraft and running an airline. And EasyJet's board seems to be drawing that line pretty firmly. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. A preliminary approach is exactly that. Preliminary, there's no formal offer on the table as of this reporting. Under UK takeover rules, once an approach like this becomes public, the interested party typically has a defined window to either make a formal bid or walk away. So we'll know relatively soon whether Castlelake is serious or whether this was a test balloon that just got shot down. For those of you who fly in Europe or who have been watching the low-cost carrier model evolve, this is worth following. If a deal like this were to go through, it could reshape the competitive dynamics on European routes. And for general aviation pilots who pay attention to how the industry moves, the trend of financial players acquiring operating airlines is one to watch. It tells you something about where the smart money thinks aviation is headed, even if the operators themselves aren't so sure they want those particular passengers on board. This affects you if you're thinking about the health of commercial aviation as a whole. When carriers trade hands, fleet decisions change. Order books get reviewed, routes get evaluated for profitability, and all of that filters down through the supply chain in ways that eventually touch everyone in aviation, including those of us flying piston singles on a Saturday morning. That story comes to us via AeroTime. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.